Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas undertook his first official visit abroad on Monday, traveling to the Slovak capital of Bratislava to meet with his counterpart Iveta Radičová. In their talks, the two discussed numerous issues, including the possibility of increased cooperation between both countries on the European level. Jan Wellinger has the details.
It has become something of a tradition for Czech leaders to make their first official visit abroad to Bratislava, and Petr Nečas, whose government took office 3 weeks ago, made no exception. On Monday, he and the new Slovak Prime Minister Iveta Radičová found common ground on a number of issues, from the economy to energy security. Mr. Nečas also raised the issue of closer cooperation between both countries in the future. A little earlier, I discussed the Prime Minister's meeting as well as Czech-Slovak relations with political analyst Petr Just, who agreed that while both countries are undeniably close, there are also important distinctions.
Since Czechoslovakia split in 1992-1993, it seemed that both countries are going their own way. And actually, it turned out to be very close friendship again after 1998, and especially after both countries entered European Union in 2004. There is one major difference, which is the acceptance of single currency euro, which was made by Slovakia, but hasn't been done by Czech Republic yet. Currently, during the economic crisis and during the discussions in European Union, Slovakia, as a euro country, they have a little bit different problems when facing the economic crisis, because Slovakia, as a part of the community of countries with a euro, should be responsible or co-responsible for financing to help for other countries that got into trouble, like there is the case of Greece. So they have a different priorities.
That said, Prague has backed Slovakia previously, and now the two countries could take a step closer on European issues, with the possibility of agreeing on a joint stance when possible ahead of EU Council meetings. On Monday, both leaders agreed to an increase in informal talks, not a surprising move given Mr. Nečas's and Mrs. Radičová's political cooperation in the past, as well as their shared conservative politics. Cooperation could also be further strengthened within the Visegrad group, which includes Poland and Hungary. Petr Just once again.
Czech Republic and Slovakia, if they were only the two partners in forming some bloc, they actually don't have much power. And also joining Poland and Hungary in Visegrad bloc, I don't think that this bloc has any specific strength or the strength that would allow to block any decision they'd like to block. The problem is that all four countries, although they are so close from historical point of view, geography point of view, and so on, they still have quite different interests. So I don't believe that there can be any firm bloc that would actually vote together, that would meet and agree about all voting in advance. There will probably be attempts to do so, but I don't believe that the reality of these attempts will be shown also in a practical way during voting on, for example, European Council.
Following their meeting in Bratislava, both Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas and Slovak PM Iveta Radičová traveled to Budapest for a meeting of the Visegrad 4 on Tuesday.
That was Jan Wellinger with that report.